It is time to bring in Mike Kazi and take our weekly look at sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So now, Mike, I'm a horse racing novice, but the Belmont is going to be held later than normal this year, much later than normal, without spectators. And that's going to be, if you've never been to Belmont, folks, I've been to Belmont twice, and it is just a monstrous, monstrous track. The stands are just, it seems like they go on forever. It's going to be very strange to see that with nobody in there. You think by not having crowds, this is a dumb question, but I can ask dumb questions because I'm licensed. Do you think that affects the horses at all or the jockeys at all?
Not in the least.
Okay.
Because they work out every morning in front of nobody. And that doesn't matter. If anything, it helps horses that get amped up when there's too many people around them. So,
Also, the Kentucky Derby, is that going to be held last in this series now?
Labor Day weekend.
Now,
with people.
Now, the horses by that time are going to be much more mature than they normally would be in the Kentucky Derby, right?
Yeah. The Triple Crown this year is bogus.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean a thing. I mean, you're starting with the Belmont, and they're cutting it back to a mile and an eighth. So technically, it's a one-turn race at Belmont Park. Don't know when the Preakness will be, and the Derby will be on Labor Day weekend. And the reason why New York is changing this to now is ridiculous. It has to do with NASCAR, Notre Dame football, and something else. That's the reason why they run it in June.
Well, see, I what I don't understand about that is the people that like to go to the Belmont and see a Triple Crown race, whether they're baseball fans or whether they're football fans. It's an event. This is not just not that horse race is just a horse race. It's not a regular ball game. It's not a regular horse race. It's an event. And it has the power to stand on its own. It's not like it's on the same day of the Super Bowl. It's not like it's on the same day of the seventh day of the World Series. It has the legs to still attract 100,000 people matter what.
And, I mean, like you started off by saying, Belmont is so big. You could have 10,000 people at Belmont and not see the same person all day.
it's unbelievable.
That's how big it is. In New York stand and New Jersey stand right now, you know, it is what it is. And what they're doing to the Triple Crown, I mean, you hear these people cry every year about the Triple Crown, that there's too many horses, the horses are too young, the distances are too small. But nobody's crying this year about how they're destroying it.
And the
reason why it's being destroyed is Belmont Park. You could have the Kentucky Derby Labor Day weekend, and then 2 weeks after Labor Day weekend, you can have the Preakness. And then 3 weeks after that, you can have the Belmont, all at their same distances. But they make a million reasons why they can't do it.
Well, like I said,
when there really is no reason why they can't do it.
When I first saw the story, I said, well, if somebody wins a Triple Crown this year, it's going to have an asterisk by it.
Yeah, it's going to be Bass Ackwards, right?
Yeah, unbelievable.
And there's really no reason for it because the racing in Maryland is very limited as far as Pimlico running. So they can finagle the dates where they're not even running yet in New York or Maryland, and they can finagle the dates at Pimlico where they can have the Preakness at Pimlico in September. Because I think in September, I think they're at Laurel. So they can do whatever they want because the state runs the tracks there. And in New York, Belmont runs at that time of year. So they can run the Belmont at Belmont. And Churchill's trying to accommodate everything because they run in September again. So it can fit, but they're making a million reasons why they have to do it this way.
All right, any racing this weekend?
Oh, heck yeah. You got a big Derby prep this weekend.
Right.
Churchill Downs has a tremendous card tomorrow. They have five stake races tomorrow in what's like Christmas time for horse players after being locked up and watching bad races at Gulfstream and Tampa Bay for the last 2 months. They come back to normal with big horses and big jockeys and big purses tomorrow. So, and the good thing about it is it's on regular TV. Fox Sports 1 and I think MSG has been showing the entire cards from Churchill Downs. So you could see races 1 through 11 at Churchill Downs on regular, well, what, it's still cable, but it's not TVG where you have to pay extra for it. So a couple of races we're going to do. One is the eighth race at Churchill tomorrow. It's a mile on the turf. Oh, and by the way, last week, almost all of our races got scratched off the turf because it rained in Gulfstream and in Kentucky last weekend. So 14 line up for this race. Big, deep fields. I mean, this is how you get big prices. Big, deep fields and no trainers named Service or Navarro. And that's how you get big fields. 14 line up here, and I'm looking at three horses. One is the favorite, the 9 Sharing. This horse won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf at Santa Anita last November, but hasn't been out since then. This horse is 2-for-3 lifetime winning on the turf, and you have to respect him because he won his last two, but that was last September and November. So you don't want to take too short a price on this horse. Use him in your exotics, but you don't want to take too short a price. Two horses I'm looking at. One is 15-1, and one is 20-1. The 4 Dominga, trained by Brad Cox, who's having a pretty good start at the meet, is coming off a win in March at Fairgrounds. This horse has 3 wins and 5 starts at the Fairgrounds, and these are pretty lightly raced 3-year-old fillies. So for this horse to have 3 wins and 5 starts on a turf, and no worse than 2nd 4 times. You have to use this horses, and like I said, these are young horses. These are young 3-year-olds. So, when you have horses that have been winning on the grass and have big prices, you got to use this horse. So, the 4 horse Dominga is one of the horses I'm going to use on top. I'm going to decide which one looks better on the turf on the track when they come out. Sorry, folks, but that's the way it is. But and the other horse that I would probably be looking at to make a win bet is the ten horse Past the Plate. This horse is 1-for-1 over the turf course at Churchill, and 2 wins and 4 starts on the turf, and 4-for-4 in the money. This horse is coming off a race at Fairgrounds where he ran 3rd, and then at Turfway Park on the Poly Track ran a real quick closing 2nd. So a couple of bombs in here: the 9, the 4, and the 10. And like I said, the 4, the 10 are the 2 horses I'm looking at to bet to win. And another horse, undefeated on the turf, is 12-1 morning line, is the 5 horse, Hendy Woods. So if you couldn't tell by now, a real competitive race at Churchill Downs. So I'm going with the 4, 9, 10, and maybe the 5 if I'm going to go for a superfecta. The 10th race is the Matt Wynn. This is the Derby prep. This horse has 12 horses lining up in here, and it's the unveiling of Maxfield. Maxfield hasn't been seen since October when he ran a gigantic race in the Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland. He's 2-for-2 lifetime. He's won 2 turns already on those 2 races. He's bred for the classic distances, and he's just working out tremendous right now for Brendan Walsh. This is a horse that would have had a step on the gas pedal to try to make the Derby if it was in May, but with this Derby being in September, this is right up Maxfield's alley because he had some physical issues that they had to take care of, and they did the right thing. They weren't going to try to hurt the horse by making the Kentucky Derby. They left it up to the horse. If they make it, they do, and now they have all the time in the world, and Maxfield could be really something special. If the Derby is going to be run in the next month, Maxfield's my bet over all the Baffert horses, and he's probably going to have 3 in it. So Maxfield's my top pick in the Matt Wynn, and a horse I'm looking at a price to help out is the 1 horse, Mystic Guide. This horse stretched out to break maiden last time in March at Fairgrounds and did it emphatically by winning by 5 and had a couple of troubled shots on the turns. This is another horse that's bred regally by Ghost Zapper out of an AP Indy mare, and this could be any kind of horse, a very lightly raced horse. And this horse can be any type of horse. There's several other horses in here that bear mentioning, and one is the 2 Pneumatic. This horse is 2-for-2 lifetime. The for Steve Asmussen. New York Traffic, who ran decently in the Louisiana Derby, comes up. And the 7, Necker Island, is 2-for-2 perfect at Churchill Downs. And Churchill Downs is definitely a horse for course play. And that horse is 15-to-1. All the horses I just mentioned are all 15-to-1. So besides Maxfield, everything else is pretty scattered on here. But I'm going with Maxfield on top and the 1 Mystic Guide underneath in an exacta. And then the last race we're doing is the last race of the day. It's the 11th race. It's the War Chant, another race on the turf, 1 mile. Horse that I liked last week got scratched because, like I said, it rained. And he's back in this race this week. That's the 7 horse, Bama Breeze. He's only 30-to-1 morning line. That don't scare me. This horse is perfect, 1-for-1 over the turf at Churchill, and can just come back from growing from a 2-year-old to 3-year-old and get the increase in his numbers to be a big player in here. So the 7 Bama Breeze is my top play at 30-to-1. The 1 South Bend gets his jockey Leperoux back, who rode him pretty decently on the turf before. His worst race last time came after a jockey change. Leperoux didn't run. He's back, and at 12-to-1, I think this horse is a big use in this race. And 2 other horses I'm looking at. 1 is the 2-horse Bodie Cream. This horse is coming out of some big races. Ran a real nice race at Sam Houston in a Texas Turf Mile to win at 9-to-1. And there's no reason why this horse can't do it again. With double digits in the prices, you got to use them. And another horse I'm using, which is the Speed of the Speed, and the speed jockey from New York comes down to ride him, Kendrick Caramouche, is the 4-horse Vanzi. This horse has run very well on the poly track, 2-for-2, and I think the transition to the turf will be right up his alley. If they let Caramouche get away on his own in the front, be careful, because he's a master at judging pace. So I'm going to go with the long shot, the 7, Bama Breeze on top, and I'm going to use the 1, South Bend, the 2, Bodie Cream, and the 4, Vanzi in my exacta boxes. Real nice races this weekend at Churchill.
All right, I want you to have a good weekend.
Hey, I've been seeing some great baseball.
That's right.
The 86 World Series. And we can even second guess here. John McNamara, the manager of the Red Sox.
Yeah.
He had his gun that year. His gun wasn't Clemens. It was Bruce Hurst. He had Hurst ready and loaded to go for game 4, but said, I don't want to pitch him right now. I want to load it up. So if we do fall behind, if we do tie it up at 2-2, I got Hurst, Clemens, and oil can Boyd to pitch game 7. Well, guess what happened? Hurst pitched game 5 and won. Clemens pitched game 6. Boston lost. And oil can Boyd never even pitched Game 7. He brought Hurst back on short rest, and you know the Mets won.
Absolutely.
So, bad managing move right there. But watching these old baseball games has been a pleasure. You actually see pitching, fielding, and the psychology of baseball with hit and runs and steals, something that doesn't even exist anymore in baseball.
All right. With that being said, I want you to watch more b-ball and racing, and we'll speak to you next week.
Hey, good talking to you.
Stay safe.
Oh, I'm safe. I'm outside every day. No problem.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Kazi with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.